All right, ladies. So this is going to be the last tip for how to embody feminine energy. I feel like I've given you guys some really tangible ideas and tips, and I really can't wait to hear how it feels for you to incorporate them into your day-to-day life, because it's something that I've been working on immensely, and I feel like it's helped me feel so much more balanced, so much more clear, and so much more tuned in, tapped in, able to really tap into my intuition, which I think is super important and a superpower that us as women have, but also people who tap into their feminine energy. So one of the ways to really increase your intuition and really go ahead and embolden that feminine energy is to go inwards. Remember that feminine energy is much more inwards. When you're focusing much more on the external world, you're probably a lot more in your masculine energy. And so a great way to actually practice going inwards is through reflection. And you know how much I love journaling, and I've been really journaling a lot over the last few months. And I'm telling you, it's a game changer. You can do it in the morning, you can do it at night. You can like decide you're going to write 3 pages and do a brain dump, whatever it is that you want to do. There are no rules, but I promise you that the more that you journal, the more that you reflect, you actually heighten your creativity, but you're also able to clear a lot of the blocks that are preventing you from tapping in and tuning into your intuition. So I want you to really start playing with the idea of going inwards to tap into your feminine energy, which will help strengthen your intuition, and it'll allow you to make better decisions. It'll allow you to take a step back before going ahead and grabbing the bulls by its horns or doing those masculine decision-making things in a way that's much more balanced and aligned with what it is that you truly want out of life.